This podcast is brought to you by the Legarten Institute. I'm Sian Hansen, Executive Director, and we hope you enjoy this conversation.
Cathy Andrei from Christchurch, Oxford, welcome to the Legarten Institute, where we're all looking forward to finding out your thoughts about the origins and nature of the migrations and the refugees who fled Tsarist Russia and then revolutionary Russia at the end of the 19th, beginning of the 20th century. In considering, first of all, the question of the refugees, those who left Tsarist Russia at the end of the 19th century, where did they think they were going to?
I think it obviously depends who one is talking about, and also what their motives were. Were they going, leaving Russia for a short time in order to earn money and then come home, or were they trying to form a new life somewhere else? And I think that there might be a difference between the two groups. I think in the broadest possible sense, most people were looking for a safe place, a safe place where they could live, where they could earn money, where they could recreate their own culture if that was one a thing that was important to them. And so for many, say, Russian Jews who left in the course of the 19th century, particularly at the end, but it started earlier than sort of from the 1870s onwards, you had immigration from Russia. Many of them left for America. I think there was, I was reading an account which said really people would come back and tell extraordinary stories. You know, the Arabian Nights not in it really, as to how wonderful America might be. But equally, some people came to Britain. Sometimes they thought, I have read an account where somebody thought they'd reached America when they got to the East End. There was equally a fairly important migration, I think, to South America and South Africa. So I think this kind of thing is determined partly by the circumstances in which you leave and who you are, also who you know, and whether you are going out, you know, to join people who are already there.
So the stories that came back from earlier generations or from earlier sets of refugees and migrants, either in the form perhaps of letters or newspaper accounts, these were very important.
Yes, I think always that it created the possibility of going abroad. I mean, I think there's, you know, one can't just look at it as a question of that they were influenced by this. I think there were also things happening internally in Russia. One of them was a great population growth, both the Russians and the Jews. The Jews were growing much faster than the Russians. And I think that, you know, that means that people want to leave and go somewhere. But obviously America is welcoming, and America, you know, has freedom of expression, freedom of religion, and all these things are important. So I think that's the sort of pulling power of America.
So there was one cause in terms of pogroms, intolerance, persecution, then an added motivation on top of all that, an economic motivation.
Yes. Yes, I would say so. I mean, I think that there are also changes within Jewish society itself. That Jewish society, as I said, there's a growth in population. You have, therefore, a lot of young people who are less, you know, the kind of traditions of the Jewish diaspora or the Jewish communities is beginning to unravel. Rabbis, for example, mostly wanted people to stay. They didn't want them to go, apparently. So I think that you have a kind of, and then there's modernization within Russia itself. After Alexander the Great's reforms, there's a huge change in land ownership, therefore who's moving from cities to country, the growth of the peasantry, alongside poverty. I mean, I think that the historical picture isn't entirely clear, because what we do see is, you know, a growth in population which wouldn't happen if people were quite as immiserated as some scholars would say. So I think that there's a kind of both a juxtaposition and tensions between these various things. But that makes people, you know, want to go, as well as, I mean, the pogroms seem to be related to political upheaval in Russia. There were pogroms in 1881-2 after the assassination of Alexander II. But scholars would now say it's not a consistent policy on the part of the Tsarist empire. But, and certainly where governors held the line, there was no trouble. So, but I think that the notion that you might be attacked is something, obviously, that spreads. And some people did have a terrible time. And so they leave, not only from Russia, well, from Poland as well, which is part of the Russian Empire. And I think that, you know, that there are various motives and reasons why people want to leave Russia and create a new societies and new communities.
And in considering the question of those Jews who left Russia, the new Soviet Russia, in its very earliest period, the end of the revolution, and a few years afterwards, what are the big differences there, 1918, 1920, and this earlier period?
Well, what happens then is the political question that happens as a result of the Civil War and the Russian Revolution, that, you know, that what happens after the Civil War is that really the elite of Russia leaves, and it is that the Bolsheviks do not want various people to be there, and various people are quite clear that they have to get out of Russia. And so the people who lived after 1917, it's very much the educated elite of Russia. I mean, if it's almost like a pyramid sort of on its head, in the sense that if 85% of the Russian population were peasants, they are very small amount of the people who leave Russia after 1917. So there you have, it is very much a political question, but also once you have left, you are in a political position because the Bolsheviks, you know, you can't be neutral on this question.
No, you've identified yourself as a certain person.
Once you've left, you're already against them, and that makes for difficulties.
Thank you so very much, Katya. Looking forward to a more extensive account of this matter this evening. Thank you very much indeed.
To hear more podcasts from the Legatum Institute, please visit our iTunes channel or website at www.li.com.